Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
John Mellencamp, at the time I believe he was known as John Cougar, is your artist of the day.
I had that on 45.
Somebody who, by the way, also smokes three packs of cigarettes a day, despite the fact that he's had several heart attacks.
Wait, so he still smokes that much?
I believe he does.
Wow.
I don't think he ever quit.
Does that
nicotine is awful, man. It is a hard habit to quit.
I know, but, I mean, at least switch to the patch or something.
Well, when you smoke six packs a day or three packs a day, I don't think, what are you going to do? Like, lather yourself with the patch?
Yeah, just, you know, line them up.
Start shaving your chest.
Line them up down your arm.
Okay. Danny, you'll love this story.
Okay.
So you heard about the guy who bought Olivia Newton-John's grease jacket for...
No, I heard the jacket was going to go for $400,000.
It actually sold for $243,000.
Okay, $243,000 for the jacket she wore during that iconic, You're the One That I Want.
Yep.
Okay.
The buyer, describing himself as her number one fan...
They're multiplying. I can't listen to this without singing. I'm sorry. Keep going.
The buyer, who described himself as Olivia Newton-John's biggest fan,
okay,
had new plans for this jacket.
It's electrified.
All right, stop.
I can't stop
the music because she
won't. Better shape up. Woo. And?
He gave it back to her.
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. They even had a picture in the news story that I printed off where he's handing it over to her. Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of money to spend on really any collectible.
What are you doing, ma'am?
Because I need a man. I need a man.
See, you turn her into a different person.
No one can focus on anything you're saying when that song is playing.
I don't even know what song
and
you're playing.
For that, I mourn for your soul.
I was quite focused during that whole thing.
Thank you, Will.
Gave it back, and you know, all that went to breast cancer research.
She said, are you serious? When he handed it to her, this is the sweetest thing. The buyer... who wants to remain anonymous. So in the video, his face is blurred. The auction house said that he is a doctor.
Oh.
The jacket and skin-tight pants that Newton-John wore in the 1978 film that I've never seen sold separately in a November 2nd auction for more than double their estimated value of $405,000 for the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Research and Wellness Center in Australia. Spanx founder Sarah Blakely bought the pants.
The pants, yeah.
Which Newton-John said she had to be sewn into in the movie.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Those were some tight pants.
You know, I'm done taking recommendations on movies.
Okay, but would you not just acknowledge that John Travolta and his performance during Greased Lightning is one of the most iconic,
I've never seen it.
It is one of the most iconic, and You're the One That I Want certainly is too, because you just immediately can see those pants and her outfit. But you would love John Travolta in The Number doing Greased Lightning, because he's, what, 25, I think, when that was shot, and he's young and funny and... amazing, and
then he went all weirdo Scientology.
Oh, it's just you. I'm telling you, even you would love it, and I know you don't like musicals.
I hate musicals.
I do too.
You would love just the goofy 70-ness of it. You would love it.
I remember, what was that movie that came out like 3 or 4 years ago? It was probably like 4 years ago. Had, oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. The crazy lady with like six kids that was married to Brad Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. You would really be bad at password.
I would be. So she was in it.
She's been in like 20 movies.
Yeah, you want to narrow this down a little bit?
You got to narrow this down to a decade.
Well, it was, I just said four or five years ago.
Yeah, well, it was 3 years ago, and now it's four or five.
It was like a mythical musical.
Maleficent. Right.
That's hard to say.
Right.
Okay, I don't know that it was that movie, but whatever. She was in a musical a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And it came out about Christmas time, and the kids all wanted to go see it. So we go. My mom goes with us. My mom is like you and me, Will. My mom hates musicals.
Mm-hmm.
We get about 2 or 3 minutes into this movie, and people start singing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a sing-along.
And my mother and I both looked at each other like this. We're like, and my mother goes, "Dear God." And my mother has the patience of Job.
Right.
I mean,
she's a saint.
Yeah, and she was going to sit through this movie. I was going to sit through this movie.
Yep.
But the second we realized, and it was like 2 minutes in, when people started singing.
We're trapped in a sing-along.
Oh, yeah. My mom just looks at me and goes, "Dear God." And I go, "Is this a musical?"
They had a sing-along for the Grease movie to celebrate its, you know, 40th anniversary or whatever it was a couple years ago.
I have no interest in watching it.
Oh, no. I went and I sang the loudest, and yes, I know every word to every song, and it was a blast. But you have to be with other people who want to be there.
But Dana, with all due respect, and I love you like the sister that I never had, going places in public with you can be embarrassing.
Not during a sing-along to the Grease soundtrack.
Really?
We were all on the same page, trust me. And I know all the dance moves, and I might have done those too.
And what happened to you at the... They're not the Bee Gees, but you think they're the Bee Gees event at Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College.
You are not allowed to stand up and dance or have any fun at Yardley Hall.
What happened to you?
I know the answer to this one.
Oh, yes. Mr. Starrett in the front row.
I believe she had to be stopped from grabbing the performers.
No.
No, that was not that. That was not that show.
Oh, they a different us, show. My apologies.
They made us sit down because I did not realize this. When you go to Yardley Hall, you are not allowed to stand, dance, sing, or have any fun when the Australian Bee Gees come to town.
Correct.
That is a seated show.
Yes. By the way, the movie was Into the Woods.
Okay.
That was the musical that, what's her name
again?
She
has about 20 other
Angelina
movies.
Angelina Jolie.
Way better than that one.
That movie was awful.
From the text line, Parks, I hate musicals too, but I really love Grease. Give it a try.
No.
That's going to be a big fat no from me as well.
No, the last movie, I'm not kidding, and I did it. The last movie that this woman told me to watch was Jaws. She said, you will love it. Oh, my God. I can't believe you've never seen it. You're going to love it.
And what was your assessment of Jaws?
Awful. The dumbest,
you have
fakest,
lost your
stupidest
mind.
Movie I have ever seen in my life.
I will grant the special effects have not aged well at all.
I disagree. That shark jumps out of the water and I crap my pants every time.
You mean the plastic shark?
It was not plastic.
You mean the one where you can see the arm that it's attached to?
Every time it's on, I watch it. Okay, first of all, that arm looked very real. How do you know what a detached arm looks like?
No. I'm not
talking about the arm that was moving the shark.
Yeah. Is it like the stick that the arm was attached to?
Did you just say, how do you know what a detached arm looks like?
Yes, I did.
He was talking about the arm that was directing the shark.
But to answer her question, I'd imagine it looks quite a bit like an attached arm, except, you know, detached.
Sorry.
Just with, you know, nothing at both ends instead of one end.
Okay. That's great.
Oh, Will Starrett, you are good radio, my friend, if nothing else.
If nothing else, well, thank you. Honest to God, that was my ringtone for my ex-girlfriend once.
Oh, you're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
Why would you keep her in your phone, dude?
Because I wanted to make sure not to answer the phone if she called me.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
All right, Will Sterrett, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a sad, sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
From the text line, 3788. Let me get this straight. Wow. That was actually in tune. Parks loves Police Academy and Roadhouse, but thinks that Jaws is terrible?
Right.
I am
sure. The bar has been set, my friend, and it is low.
I sure am glad I don't have to watch movies with Parks. Now, I will tell you, Police Academy is a classic treasure.
American treasure is what that is.
Legend of cinematography.
Michael Mackey tagged me on Facebook today with something that I then tagged Sam on because I found it so funny. And it's one of those things, what is it about someone else just absolutely cracking up and laughing that makes you laugh? Even, it's kind of like yawning. If I yawn, you yawn.
Right.
If she's cracking up over something that is so silly, you will crack up with her because it's so funny to watch someone laugh. So I played this in my car today, and I start laughing and laughing, and we all need to laugh. And it's just a mom, and she is in a Walmart parking lot. She calls it Wawa, which is in and of itself hilarious. Her name is Mary Catherine Backstrom, and something happens when she leaves the Walmart, and she cannot breathe. She is laughing so hard, and she tapes herself describing it. And because we all need to laugh, I have it. Sam, can you play it?
Y'all are going to die. I just stopped crying. I'm laughing so hard. I'm trying not to start back again because, oh my God. Okay. So I'm at the Wawa, and I had just been surfing on Facebook because I was trying to, on Friday, my children get to watch a video, like a movie after school, and they get to eat ice cream, and so I picked them up late. And so I was trying to burn some time at the Wawa, and I read a little article, it was like a Christmas article, about how everybody's so generous over the holidays, and it makes everything so magical. And so, y'all, I was just in this place, hold on a second. Gosh, I'm about to die. Y'all are gonna... I can't even contain myself. Hold on, I'm so sorry.
What is she talking about?
I was, hey, mama, you're gonna die. Oh, gosh. Okay, I've gotta stop. All right, so I'm in line at the Wawa, and this lady behind me is buying her ginger ale, and I realize all she has is ginger ale, and so I'm like, oh, I'm feeling the holiday spirit. Hey, Michelle, how are you? I'm going to buy this woman her ginger ale. And so I'm like, are you only buying ginger ale? And she's like, yes, why? I was like, I've got you. I'm going to get your ginger ale. She's like, why? I said, well, because I'm just feeling the holiday magic, you know, and I can't afford to buy people Starbucks like all of those givers do because those drinks are like $7 or $8. I can buy myself some Starbucks, but not everybody else some Starbucks. So she laughed and I bought her ginger ale and I was like, happy holidays. And we like, you know, it was a precious moment. So I walk outside and I'm still in this mindset that the holidays are so magical. And I see this man. I'm sorry. Okay, I swear. I see this man. He's cleaning my windshield. I'm convinced this is a Christmas magic. And so I'm like, oh gosh, I just love this time of year, you know? So I walk up to this man and I am like, this is my favorite part of humanity. I love Christmas so much. Thank you for doing this. And I give him a hug. It wasn't my car. He was parked directly in front of me. And he was cleaning.
She
cleaning his own windshield.
He was cleaning his own
windshield. I loved Christmas and humanity. And I gave him a hug.
Okay, all right. She's on weed.
She is not. She hugged a total stranger who looked at her like,
Nobody.
You are crazy. Well, back away from my car.
No, he looked at her and said, you are high on dope and get away from me before I have you arrested. Now, I can poop on any good Christmas story.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
She's high.
She is not high.
Oh, this is totally something
it's
I would
totally
do.
Totally something I would do. She hugged him and said, thank you. This is what I love about Christmas.
I just hope she doesn't have a pee test tomorrow.
No, he's thinking, what the hell is wrong with you? In a Walmart parking lot, I would be like, back away from my car, crazy.
Okay, first of all, everybody else is writing on the text line, Wawa is a gas station.
Yeah, it's the East Coast equivalent of the...
Quick Trip.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Wawa is a gas station.
Why do they call it the Wawa?
That's just the name of it. But that would make sense of why he was cleaning his windshield, because, you know, they have the little... Squeegees.
How many times have you walked out into a Walmart parking lot and there's a squeegee out there?
Well, I don't know. Weird things happen at Walmart all the time.
Wawa is a gas station.
She called Walmart the Wawa. That was one of my favorite parts about the story.
No, Wawa is a gas station. It's not a, no, it's not a Walmart. Wawa is a gas, it's like a Quick Trip.
Okay. Well, that's a dumb name.
Okay. It feels good, yeah, it feels good, oh, it feels good. That's Tony right there. It feels good, it sure feels good to me. Baby, I just bought this CD again. Because I think I had it like 30 years ago, but I lost it somewhere. Let's rewind and...
Oh my gosh.
Refresh ourselves.
But a law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity tells the Associated Press...
Anonymity.
Thank you. Okay, never mind. Wow.
I love you so much right now.
Anonymity. Oh my gosh. Okay, we're done.
Okay,
we're
so
done.
Back up the sentence and just try one more time. And then we're all going to go around the room and say the one word that we cannot say.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Let me find the sentence here.
Just rewind that tape.
Of anonymity.
Here we go.
Okay, hold on.
Wait, play it when I correct her. When I jump in, I go, anonymity?
Of anonymity tells the Associated Press.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Okay, never mind. Okay, here, I'm going to try this.
Okay, here we go.
You ready? But a law enforcement official speaking on condition of anonymity.
There you go!
All right.
Whew, I only had to say it like 10 times to finally get it right.
Now say it three times in a row.
Anonymity. Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a couple of words that I cannot say.
I know one.
When enemy combatant would pop up in the teleprompter.
The what?
The word is not teleprompter. When enemy combatant would pop up in the teleprompter, I would say combatant every single time.
Combatant.
It looks like combatant. And it goes better with enemy. Enemy combatant. But it's not combatant. But I never could say combatant. So I would just say enemy of the United States.
I will tell you the words I've had. I don't know that there's a word I can't pronounce properly. I will tell you the words I've had to change my pronunciation for.
Okay.
Because at the time... people would write in and go, you are screwing that word up. I used to call Iraq, Iraq.
Okay. Iraq.
Iraq. The war in Iraq. And people were like, no, I used to say Iraq, Iraq. And people were like,
rock.
People like, you don't rock. It's Iraq, not Iraq. The other one was, and this is because of my mother, I would say the word often as often.
Yeah, you don't pronounce the T.
Well, my mother did when I was, well, she still does. And so that's where I learned it. Here's the word that people used to go crazy about when I would say it on the air. Tournament.
Tournament.
Tour.
And I still catch myself saying, you know, the Big 12 tournament.
It's just funny the way you say it.
The Big 12 tournament.
Yeah, instead of tournament.
Right. Instead of tournament.
Right.
I would say
tournament.
I would pronounce it properly and say tournament. And people would go nuts. Now, you have left out the biggest one.
Crown.
Say crayon.
Crayon.
I'm going to say crayon, and then I want you to say it the way you say it.
I know how you're supposed to say it. I just refuse to say it that
crayon.
Way.
Crayon.
Crown.
Crayon.
Crayon.
I think I've always said crown, too. I have to actually correct myself and say crayon.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Can we hear that just one more time?
Oh, because it was gosh. So funny?
I mean, wait, stop. Stop today. Rebecca, I think the world of you. I think uh-huh. you're a brilliant newscaster.
Thank you.
That was a disaster. It was.
I mean, I wanted to just get up and walk out at that moment.
I'm just being honest with you. That was a disaster. Yeah. Can we hear it again?
Of anonymity. Anonymity tells the Associated Press.
Anonymity.
Thank you. Anonymity. Okay, never mind.
That's the best part. She just threw in the towel. It's like, ain't happening, people. Ain't happening. There was one a couple weeks ago, and I'm trying to find it. It's way back in my thread. Someone posted on Twitter and said, my mind is blown. I never realized there were two ways to say this.
Oh, here's a good one. Applicable.
Applicable.
Oh.
I always say applicable.
I always say applicable.
Anonymity. Applicable.
It's applicable.
Can you say anonymity?
Anonymity?
There you go.
I'm cutting it out of story.
Yeah, just don't say that anymore. They requested that no one knows who they are or their name.
Right.
They have requested that people do not hear their name on the news or see their face. They've requested that thing.
We're just going the long way around.
That A word.
There's five syllables nine.
People who spoke on condition of the A word.
Sam and I were discussing another word this morning. Do you remember what that was, Sam?
Yeah, it was assault.
Yes,
apparently
assault
I say assault
or
weird.
Assault.
Assault.
Assault. I don't know.
Like salt? Are you saying S-O-L-T?
I think I enunciate the U too much. Assault?
Yeah, it's assault.
Assault.
See, you say it the way I do, Parks. Assault.
Salt. How do you say it?
Asshole? It's not a salt.
How do you say it? Dana.
Assault.
All right. That's how everybody says it.
A-U-L-T, like vault. But yeah, he says assault. S-O-L-T.
Assault.
That's got an O in it.
Assault. I say it the same as Sam.
Okay.
How do you say anonymity?
Anonymity.
That's not how you said it a few minutes ago.
I gave you a few different versions to go with. Condition of anonymity.
Did you just feel like you were in quicksand for a second uh-huh. there?
Yeah. Yep. The heat started rising. Mm-hmm.
So funny. All right. Story here from the Kansas City Star. So you know it's true. The Kansas State. I found this story to be kind of surprising. The Kansas State Board of Education voted yesterday on condition of anonymity to encourage public school districts to ban vaping, including not just students and staff, but any visitor at any school activity.
Yeah.
I thought that was already illegal.
If you are an adult coming to a band concert, they want it now banned in the state of Kansas.
On school property.
On school property. You
Correct.
Cannot go to that football game or that band concert as a 28-year-old or a 45-year-old with your vape.
The policy, which was approved unanimously, can you say that word?
Unanimously.
Very good.
You got it.
Calls for prohibiting students and staff from using, possessing, or promoting any tobacco product, including vape pens, while they're on school property, in a school vehicle, or at any school activity. In addition, parents, volunteers, contractors, vendors also would be banned from using any tobacco products and e-cigarettes in any district facility, in school vehicles, at school-sponsored activities, programs or events and on school-owned property at all time. Now, there I have a problem.
Why?
We're talking about contractors. So let's say, for example, out at Mill Valley,
okay,
they're building on a new addition to the school, okay, on the northeast side of the school. If you're a contractor who's been hired to do the construction work, can you not have a chew in your mouth while you're doing the work?
Theoretically, no.
Why?
Because they are trying to ban it
I understand they're trying to ban it on school property, but why? What makes no student's going to see you?
Right.
You're not promoting it.
You're not fixing the roof or the air conditioning unit or something. Nobody's going to see you.
Well, what they're doing out at Mill Valley is they're adding on a new theater to the northeast side of the school. The kids aren't seeing these guys. They're not allowed inside the school. They work outside. They're building a new theater on the school.
Public property. It's public property.
I understand. No student deals with these contractors, these construction workers.
Okay.
Why can't they have a dip in their mouth?
Because it's easier to have a black and white zero tolerance policy. On property, no one can do it, period.
But zero tolerance policies always scare me. Because there's always a what if.
But alcohol is legal, Scott. I am an adult. I have the legal right to have a glass of wine. Correct. I would not necessarily have the right to walk into your daughter's high school with a goblet in my left hand, sucking down some shard on a Tuesday.
And I understand that. And I would have no problem if they said, Scott, you can't come into the auditorium for your daughter's graduation with a big old dip in your mouth. I get that. And that's fine. You can't come in walking in, smoking a cigar, going, hey, I'm here for the basketball game. I get that. But what I'm saying is if I'm a contractor or a construction worker and I'm working outside, I'm on school property, okay, but I'm outside of the school and I have no interaction whatsoever with the students, what do you care if I have a little Levi Garrett in my cheek?
Well, in the same light, a lot of school properties have very strict no weapon policies, including pocket knives. And I know a whole lot of people who worked in contracting type businesses who carry pocket knives. And I guarantee you they don't take them out of their pocket when they go on to school
property. Or utility knives. I would say the same thing about mace. Years ago when I carried mace, and that's a conversation for a whole other time, I carried it on my key ring. A lot of women do. I went into the courthouse to cover a trial. What even thinking? Put my bag up, put my keys up there, and they go, I was like, what? They said, you can't bring this into the courthouse.
Huh.
Legal product, public property, mace bad. So I had to go back out to the car, put the mace back out in the car, walk back in.
Huh.
I don't think it's a bad idea, Scott, and it's easier for the schools to say, we're not going to allow it, period.
Okay. All right. 576-7798. 576-7798. Sam Stevie III. She's Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
An anonymity.
Do you believe in love? Do you believe it's true? Do you believe in love? Oh, you're making me believe it too.
Now the feeling is beginning to grow. Got to start in a band called Thin Lizzy. Huey Lewis in the news.
I looked up the 21 words you've probably been mispronouncing your whole life, and I will tell you, Scott, a handful of these you are going to say no way.
Okay.
I think most people know it's not really mischievous. It's mischievous.
I did not know that.
It's mischievous. Here's the one that I said no way. When you see that god-awful magenta color that your grandmother had on her bathroom carpet growing up in the 70s, you would say that that color is mauve.
Okay.
M-A-U-V-E.
Yeah.
The correct pronunciation is actually mauve.
No.
Which rhymes with
no.
Grove.
You don't really have a leg to stand on right now.
Rebecca, I'm with you. I said no way.
Mauve.
If you said, look over there at that color mauve, people would say, you need to stop drinking.
Never heard that in my life.
Well, I think you might want to sit this section.
It's one word.
Is mauve. You know, prerogative is pra, not per.
Prerogative.
You know that asterisk is not asterisk. No, a lot of people say asterisk.
Asterisk.
It's asterisk.
Yes.
Correct. Larva. Larva. We all learned about larva in school.
Is it larvae?
Larvae, yeah.
It is larvae. But if you said, look at that beautiful butterfly, you know that came from a larvae. People would go, what did you just say?
It came from a caterpillar. Here's the word that drives me crazy. And I used to pronounce this word this way when I was younger. And then I got in the habit of listening to Bob Davis do KU basketball. I used to say February. It is not February.
That's
it
what everybody says.
It is February.
It's February.
February. And Bob Davis was always very articulate when he would do KU basketball. And he would say, you know, next game coming up on February 27th.
Here's one I didn't know. Triathlon. Who says triathlon? We all say triathlon.
Triathlon, yeah.
It's triathlon.
Is there not an A in the middle there?
No, it is triathlon, which I refuse to say. It's like, triathlon.
Like get off my lawn?
Yes. Triathlon.
There's no A in the middle of the ath
no
and the lawn?
A. It is triathlon. I didn't know that.
Okay, if you asked me to spell it right now, I would spell it with an A in the middle.
Sherbert?
Sherbert. It's sherbet.
Oh, come on.
There is no R in there. That's right.
Sherbet?
Hmm.
Scott, what about library?
It's library.
Oh, come on. Bruschetta? It's not bruschetta?
What is it?
It's bruschetta, and
no
I am not
way
saying that in a restaurant. Bruschetta.
Oh, stop the music. I'll never forget this one time, and I knew how to pronounce it, but I was at a restaurant one time. This was years ago, back in my drinking days, and the waiter asked me, what would you like to drink? And I said, well, I'll take a Stella Artois.
Oh, no, you did not.
Yeah, because, you know, that's like how Americans pronounce it, right?
That is Artois. I do know that.
Well, I know. But the waiter looks at me and goes, do you mean Estella Artois? I'm like, okay. I see how we're going to play Frenchie.
Last one. If something is not your forte, you're saying it wrong. You're what supposed to say, it's not my fort. Yes.
No, I don't believe that.
That's just confusing.
Rocking in the USA. We got to run. Rebecca Crockett over there, our good friend and our producer this afternoon. Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody wave hi at him. Dana Wright. Don't forget, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Lee's Summit on Friday. Be an honor and a privilege to spend that Friday afternoon with you. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.